Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Izzy Sadler, who is the Executive Director for the Southwest Georgia Council on Aging. Izzy, for the last 15 years over at New Leaf, we focus on our core competencies of helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And we were just wondering, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Lizzie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Wonderful. Thank you, Paul. And thank you for having me on your show today. I'm super excited to be here. I'm the executive director for the Southwest Georgia Council on Aging. We are a nonprofit agency with a 14-county service area in Southwest Georgia. We're also designated as an area agency on aging through the State Unit on Aging. We provide home and community-based services that help seniors age 60 and over live longer in their communities. We also provide services for caregivers and individuals with disabilities. So when it comes to business acumen, many layers, right? There's so many things that are important when it comes to running a successful business. But if I was to break it down, I would break it down to two things. First of all, intentionally creating a company culture. And second of all, the people on your team. Now, those two things are actually synonymous because the company culture begins as a plan. It's a vision, an idea of what you want your company to look like, but it's brought to life by the people in your company, right? So bottom line, I would say that the most important thing is to have the right people in your company. Sounds rather simple. And then you might be asking yourself, like, who are the right people to have in my company? So, Paul, if I was to ask you, would you want to be in a group of people that are super excited to be where they are? They're engaged, they're passionate about what they do, they have ideas and solutions. Or would you want to be in a room of people who are really negative? They act like it's a chore to be there. They don't really have solutions, but they can find a lot of problems. You know, it sounds like a no-brainer. When we say that out loud, it almost sounds silly. Like, why would we ever choose to be, you know, in a very negative environment in our business? How is that going to be successful? But it is super easy for that type of behavior to just creep into your company. And if it's allowed, it eventually turns away the good people. And that's the problem. So great people want to be a part of a team where everyone is connecting, everyone is contributing. When this happens, the customer gets taken care of. It's just natural. The results are positive and really take very little effort. But when you've got the wrong people on the team, everything feels like a struggle. Things move slowly. The company and the customers suffer in the end. So for me, as the leader in my company, my focus is to intentionally create and define a company culture. So very, very specific about what that is, creating standards, things like excellence, respect, efficiency. We use workplace pillars and we filter everything through those pillars. We actually put it on everyone's mouse pad. So when they're working, they see those pillars and they know what they are. So we're very intentional about what we want that culture to be. And then we make sure that we have people on the team that reflect that culture. The people give our culture arms and legs, right? They bring it to life. So really, it's that basic for us. This is the practice that we've used to build everything else upon because the people are so important. This practice has helped us attract people. It's helped us retain the good, awesome people that we have, the people who are excited to do the work and excited to be there. This ends up being a win for the team. it ends up being a win for the company and ultimately a win for our customers. So those are the two keys that I wanted to talk to you about today.
Izzy, thanks ever so much. You know, and something that you said there has really made me think of a quote from Peter Drucker. And he said that the only things that evolve by themselves are discordancy, disharmony, and distrust, and that great leaders set out to create an intentional culture. And I think kind of wrapping up what you said, that I really love and appreciate the real pragmatic way that you've looked at this challenge for organizations. I know you're one side of the country in Georgia, and I'm over in Valencia, California. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Izzy, thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoyed it.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.